Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Ukraine's parliament has canceled a session as security was tightened after Russia deployed a new ballistic missile that threatens to escalate the nearly three-year war. The Kremlin said Friday that a strike on Ukraine using a newly developed hypersonic ballistic missile was designed as a message to the West that Moscow will respond to their reckless decisions and actions in support of Ukraine. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustam Umerov spoke at a press conference with his Swedish counterpart.
It's already the second time they escalate more within this year when they send the DPRK soldiers contingent in the now they use the missiles. So at this stage, we're working on increasing the capability, air defense capability, and we're working on replying.
NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks next Tuesday, the alliance said, following a request from Ukraine. A top South Korean official says Russia has supplied air defense missile systems to North Korea in exchange for Pyongyang sending more than 10,000 troops to support its war against Ukraine. From the start, the United Nations Climate Summit in Baku, Azerbaijan, has been about climate finance, money that wealthy nations are obligated to pay to developing countries to cover damages resulting from extreme weather and to help those nations adapt to a warming planet. The COP29 presidency on Friday released a new draft climate finance deal that would have developed nations take the lead by providing $250 billion per year by 2035. The draft also set a broader goal to raise $1.3 trillion annually by 2035, according to the draft. A European negotiator told Reuters the new draft deal was too costly and didn't do enough to expand the number of countries contributing. The talks are scheduled to wrap up later Friday, but could go into overtime if a final deal proves elusive.